May I please speak to Tom?
Tom has gone to lunch.
I'll just try him again.
Do you want me to have him give you a call?
No, but what time do you expect him back?
He should be back in about 40 minutes.
这是第二段对话。第二段对话呢，似乎比第一段呢要稍微长一点，但是我觉得在内容的表达上，它一点都不难。May I please speak to Tom? 我可以和 Tom 说话吗？May I please speak to Tom? Tom has gone to lunch. Tom 出去吃午饭了。这样的话呢，我们在一开始学习电话英语表达的时候就学习过 May I please speak to somebody? 我可以和某人通话吗？也就是说某某在吗？这和对话一 Is John in? 有异曲同工之处。 Tom has gone to lunch. Tom 去吃午饭了。 I'll just try him again.我们在对话一当中说 call back later, 再打过来。那么我们在对话二当中说的是 try somebody again, 它的意思呢是完全一样的。再打过来 try him again。所以在英语和汉语互相翻译的时候呢，有的时候会存在这样的问题。比如说再打过来根本没有打电话的打，而是说用了 try, 尝试，我再试一遍 try him later, or try him again。所以说你要想学习 idiomatic way of saying things in English, 要用英语呢说非常地道的表达方式，可千万不要一个字一个字的来翻译。人们把一个字一个字翻译的中国式的英语叫做 Chinglish。 下一次呢，我可不想听到你说的 Chinglish。 Anyway, try to express yourself in English way, 用说英语的方式来表达你自己想表达的内容。好 ,let's go on, 让我们继续。Do you want me to have him give you a call? 你想要我请他打电话给你吗？多么复杂的表达方式啊。其实呢很简单。Do you want me to have him call you? Or do you want me to have him give you a call? 这两句话是完全对等的翻译的。回答 ,No, but what time do you expect him back?你知道他什么时候会回来吗 ?expect, 期待希望想。expect, E-X-P-E-C-T, expect. He should be back in about 40 minutes. He should be back in about 40 minutes, 大约40分钟以后就会回来。